Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish, non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man, one new species of being. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And my guest, James Durham, says that according to the Word of God and according to his experience, everyone can visit the throne room as often as they want once they break through to that level. But, you know, James, you provoke me to jealousy. I knew nothing about Jesus, nothing about the invisible world. And you, as a matter of fact, knew nothing about it, except, I mean, you came from a nominal, very nominal Christian background. So you had no paradigm at 3 years of age. But what happened to you?
I was in bed at night, and just suddenly I was in a different place. It was an unknown place to me, but it was a beautiful place. It was a peaceful place. And I saw animals that normally would be enemies lying down together in peace.
And that's what the Bible says in the millennium is going to occur.
Yes, that's correct. And I just suddenly realized that I was in heaven, and it was wonderful. I felt such a deep peace in my own heart, and just felt like I was at home. And this was a great blessing for me at that age, and that's primarily what I remember.
What'd your family think of this? I mean, being nominal, what was their opinion?
They were not very accepting of this, and they thought I was making it up, that I was not telling the truth, that I was exaggerating, and I was chastised for talking about it.
So at age six, you're going to Bible camps, and you're hearing about Jesus. But just before you became a believer, you had a vision of hell.
That's correct. I was in a service of worship, and suddenly it was as if the floor in front of me opened wide open. And flames, literally, I saw them leaping up from the floor in front of me. And I knew that this, from the things I'd been taught in the Vacation Bible School, that this was hell. And I was sitting right on the edge of it. And I knew that if I didn't make the right choice, the right decision, that I could just fall into that.
You know, being so young and not having parents that are pushing you there, that must have been and actually thinking you were making up the vision you had, this whole time in your life must have been pretty confusing to you.
It was confusing, but it was also very comforting, because I knew that there was a reality beyond what I was experiencing.
Your parents didn't talk you out of it?
Well, they talked me out of talking about it, but not out of experiencing it.
Okay. But then with the experiences you had, I mean, so sovereignly from God, when you were age 17, your father is dying and you make a deal with God. You say, God, if you let my father live, I will become a minister and preach the gospel. And your father died. What effect did it have on you?
It's a great disappointment in my heart. And I think I went through a time of disillusionment. And actually, I pulled away from the church, my experiences for a time. I had a lot of anger and disappointment inside of me. It made it very difficult for me to feel that closeness to God that I'd felt before.
But at 17... God, in his mercy, did not give up on James Durham. And at 17, even though he turned from the things of God, when he reached 21, interesting age, age of accountability, so to speak, you reach 21 and you have an audible call to the ministry from God. What was that like?
That was just an overpowering kind of experience. I was sitting in a church worship service, and I heard God speak to me. and he asked me what was really important to me. And I think in those years of separation, I had gone after the wrong things. And as I thought about things in my own mind, I brought up some things that might be important, like becoming famous, becoming wealthy, having a political influence. But none of those seemed like they were appropriate in this moment with God. And I finally came to a conclusion. The only thing for me was to serve him with my whole life, my whole heart, forever.
Now, what were his exact words to you, the audible voice?
At first was what is really important to you. And after I made that choice, he said to me, there is nothing else.
Meaning?
That other than serving him, I'd made the choice. I will serve you for the rest of my life. And as soon as I said that, I heard the Lord say, there is nothing else.
So you go to Asbury Seminary, and this kind of surprises me. At Asbury Seminary, you received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Were they teaching you on this?
They did actually teach some things in the course about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But my experience was apart from that. It was sitting in the living room of my home at that time, and I just had a desperate hunger for God. And I cried out, and I said, I want to have the kind of experience that I read that John Wesley had of being overcome by the Holy Spirit and feeling the fire of God in his heart. And I wanted to have that. I wanted something in my heart, not just something in my head. And as soon as I cried out to God, it came to me. I just felt a presence over me, and fire came into me, and something in me just was burned away and changed in that moment.
Help me out. When someone says fire, I mean, be more descriptive. What do you mean by fire? Fire?
Fire. It was like fire. And it wasn't like the fire I saw when I was 6 years old, but it was just like the presence and the power of God. And it came with supernatural heat, and it just permeated my body with this warmth, a deep warmth that seemed to be changing things in me, burning away the things that needed to go, and strengthening, purifying, cleansing the things that needed to be refined
in me. Did you speak in a supernatural language, tongues, at that time?
Not at that moment, no, I didn't.
When did that start?
That started much later. Actually, I didn't start speaking in the supernatural language knowingly until it's about 2008.
Okay. But something new started going on in your life. You started operating in what the Bible refers to as words of knowledge. And it's been doing nothing but getting stronger. And as a matter of fact, did God give you any words of knowledge for our audience?
Yes. The Lord said that there's an anointing today for healing. And when I came in today, I felt the presence of a healing angel. And the Lord said that today there's an anointing for healing the throat. If any kind of ailment in the throat, it could be a virus or it could be some sort of a disease, even cancer of the throat can be healed today. I heard the Lord say that necks are being healed today, that people who have a sinus infection, that it's available today. The Lord is healing people today of chronic sinus infections that are just going to go like that in Jesus' name.
Now, when you have a word, do you normally pray after the word or just speaking the word does it? How does that operate?
Well, I usually speak the word and then pray.
Why don't you pray right now for those conditions?
Okay. Well, Father God, we ask right now in the name of Yeshua that you would just release that healing angel to be with anyone who needs any of these healings. Lord, the healing of the throat. Let the power of your healing ministry come through the touch of that angel and heal the throats of anyone who needs that. And Lord, I saw people with problems in their spine and their neck, and they desperately need a healing to be relieved of pain and set free. So Lord, I ask that your healing angel touch their neck right now and let the fire of that touch restore the spine and heal the problems with the neck. And Lord, the chronic sinus infections, I know those are not of you. Those are of the enemy. And so we ask in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that those would be just completely healed, that all inflammation would be gone, that all pressure, headaches would be gone, and there would be a total, complete healing in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen.
Now, you teach from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, about being in the throne room. Explain that.
Well, Ephesians 2, 6 says, we were seated with him in heavenly places. Everything in that verse is in the past tense. And I believe that we have a seat there, but many of us have never seen it. We have not claimed our biblical authority to go there and visit. But I just stand on the promises of the Word, and I claim that promise for myself, and I claim it for you, that you have a seat in heaven. If you are in Jesus Christ, you have a seat with him in heaven, and the Holy Spirit can take you there.
James, what kind of feedback are you getting from people that read the books and sit under the teaching on the three CDs?
I hear from people in the meetings that we conduct and through email messages. I received one this morning, a woman who was set free to visit in the third heaven herself. And I hear people now making multiple visits after they've read the book or they've been in the teaching seminars that we do.
Okay. I want to get the two books into your hands, the three CDs. It's available for a gift of $45. And I have to tell you, I can't think of anything more important in this day we're living in. If you can have access to the third heaven, access to getting your answers to the questions you're pondering right in the secret place. To me, it's fascinating. James goes to heaven, to the throne room, to the very secret place often, and gets information. God has commissioned him to teach the past tense of God's word, that we are already seated at the right hand of God the Father with Jesus. Jesus is at the right hand, and we are seated in him. And therefore, we can have such intimacy, and he has special teaching CDs and two books, Beyond the Ancient Door and Seven Levels of Glory. And this is a how-to book. The CDs are prayers of impartation, and the books will show you how there are seven levels in which God wants to reveal himself to you through his glory. And there's seven levels in which God draws you up to him in his glory. And in the glory, all things are possible, for a gift of $45. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.